At 8 o'clock, we have partly cloudy skies, a lot of sunshine now, and 55 degrees your current temperature. Look for a sunny, warm, and windy day here today. South-southeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour, a gust up to 25 to 30, and a high near 77. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN News. News is brought to you here this morning by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. A pursuit that began Friday night in Fremont County ended 27 minutes later, but not before an officer was dragged by the vehicle and an Iowa State Patrol car was rammed. 18-year-old Dominic James Schlupp of Hastings was taken into custody in Mills County and charged with assault on an officer, eluding, possession of stolen property, criminal mischief in the second degree, OWI second offense, driving while revoked, and possession of drug paraphernalia. He is being held in the Mills County Jail on $15,000 bond. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office reports the pursuit began after authorities received a report of a vehicle that was stolen in the vicinity of 110th Street and Plum Creek Road. During the investigation, the vehicle was observed by deputies who tried to initiate a traffic stop. The vehicle sped off and wound its way into several Fremont and Mills County roads, as well as through Malvern and Tabor at speeds topping 110 miles per hour. The vehicle was finally stopped on Lambert Avenue just east of Malvern. During the stop, Schlupp dragged officers with the vehicle before it rammed into an Iowa State Patrol car. Following the pursuit, a search warrant was executed at 1129 225th Avenue in Tabor. Several items were removed from the home. Charges are currently pending in Fremont County. Fremont County Sheriff's Office was assisted by the Tabor Police Department, Mills County Sheriff's Office, Iowa State Patrol, and the Iowa Department of Criminal Investigation. KJAN News Time is 8:02.
Hey, honey, did you remember to record my football game?
No, I got busy and forgot. Why didn't you do it?
You know I have never been able to make the VCR work.
We really need to get the Hopper from Dish. I saw on the TV Store's website that it can record up to 6 things at one time and all in high definition. You can even watch TV on a smartphone or tablet.
I just hate learning new technology.
It is so easy. Even Stacy's husband figured it out.
If this sounds like you, then head down to the TV Store in Atlantic, your locally owned Dish authorized retailer. We do all of our own installations, so you will never have a stranger in your home. We are located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Give us a call at 243-3032 or visit our website at thetvstoreinc.com to check out Dish for your home. Get more from the TV Store. Prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. Some restrictions apply. Call for details.
In other news, 4 chickens, 2 pickup trucks, and treasured family tools were lost in a barn fire Sunday morning just northwest of Griswold on the Dean Orstad farm. Firefighters from Griswold were called to the scene at 68113 Scott Street at 8.05 a.m., and smoke from the fire was visible as far away as Atlantic. Law enforcement arriving on the scene reported heavy smoke and flames and several vehicles near the barn on fire. The Orstad residence was far enough away from the fire that it did not appear to be in danger. Dean Orstad was distraught over the loss of his father's tools, the animals, and the structure, which housed a shop and a living area. He told KJAN News he woke up and saw the building fully engulfed in flames. A cause for the fire has not yet been determined. 2 sisters were arrested for domestic abuse assault following a fight on Sunday in Corning. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports that Linda Scarpello of Corning came to the sheriff's office at 1:08 a.m. Sunday to report that she had gotten into a fight with her sister, Catherine Coleman, at their house in Corning. Both Coleman and Scarpello claim that the other person started the fight, so both were taken into custody for assault. During the arrest, Coleman also assaulted a deputy sheriff and was charged with assault on a peace officer. Scarpello is being held on $2,000 cash bond, while Coleman is being held on $4,000 cash bond. A Villisca woman was arrested on Sunday night at 11:20 p.m. for operating while intoxicated first offense after striking a stop sign and leaving the scene. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office arrested Jessica D. Hale at her home on East 3rd Street in Villisca following an investigation into an accident. Hale struck a stop sign at the intersection of High Street and 4th Avenue in Villisca and then returned to her residence in the 2012 black Chevy Malibu that she had struck the sign with. Hale was transported to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center where she was processed, booked, and released after posting $1,000 bond. Authorities say a 10-year-old Iowa boy died after he was badly burned while using gasoline to make a backyard fire with his older brother. The incident happened in the family's backyard on Saturday near Earlham, about 30 miles west of Des Moines. The Madison County Sheriff's Office says the boy and his 13-year-old brother started a fire with gasoline from the garage. At some point, Chris Alsup poured the rest of the gasoline on the fire, and the flames engulfed the boy. Alsup sustained burns on 91% of his body. He was flown to the Iowa City for treatment, but did not survive. The Madison County Sheriff says a 23-year-old Indianola man has drowned while swimming during a religious retreat. The Des Moines Register reports the sheriff's office was called Saturday afternoon to Wildwood Hills Ranch in St. Charles, where witnesses reported a man had been underwater for several minutes. Madison County Sheriff Craig Bush says divers recovered the man about 2 hours later in water about 15 feet deep. He was pronounced dead at the scene. His name is being withheld until relatives can be notified. The man was at the ranch for a retreat with other members of Chi Alpha Campus Ministries. About 175 people, plus ministers and Wildwood employees, were at the ranch. Authorities are investigating a one-vehicle accident that killed one Iowa man and injured another. The Polk County Sheriff's Office says the accident was reported in Ankeny around 2:30 a.m. on Sunday. Emergency responders found one vehicle in a ditch below a bridge on Northeast 29th Street. 30-year-old Chad Leto of Elkhart died at the scene of the crash. Paramedics took 34-year-old Randy Parker to an area hospital by helicopter. Parker, who was also from Elkhart, was in stable condition on Sunday. The Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest of 30-year-old Matthew Lee Gussman of Red Oak on a third-degree burglary charge Friday night. Officers responded to a call of a burglary in progress at approximately 9:50 p.m. on Friday at 205 East Corning Street in Red Oak. Gussman was found at the property when Red Oak Police and Montgomery County Sheriff's officials arrived in the scene. Gussman was arrested and charged with third-degree burglary, which is a Class D felony, and was being held on a $5,000 cash bond. On Saturday, members of the Chapter 1373 of the Royal Neighbors of America, based in Atlantic, surprised Natalie Groves of Exira with a $500 check from the organization's Nation of Neighbors program. To her, Groves, with her ministry at the Bethany Farm Christian Center in Brayton. The funds will help keep the cost of activities at the retreat for women and couples reasonable and to purchase bunk beds for children. Royal Neighbors has given nearly $1.5 million to more than 1,000 families and individuals in reaching their goals and rebuilding their lives through its Nation of Neighbors program, which was launched in 2007. Officials say the program demonstrates a vision of protecting women financially and empowering them to improve their lives, families, and communities based on a philosophy founded in 1895. Taking a look at world headlines here this hour, Kenya's interior minister says two militants have been killed today in a military operation at an upscale mall in Nairobi. Four large blasts rocked the mall, sending large plumes of smoke into the air as military forces tried to rescue an unknown number of hostages held by Al-Qaeda-linked militants. Security forces had tried to rescue hostages yesterday but failed. At least 68 people were killed after the militants stormed the crowded mall on Saturday. The annual UN General Assembly meetings opens today in New York, but President Barack Obama doesn't plan to address the assembly until tomorrow. Aides say he'll touch on developments on Iran's disputed nuclear program, Syria's use of chemical weapons, and elusive peace between Israel and the Palestinians. Those issues will also be at the forefront of some of the president's bilateral meetings with world leaders. An Egyptian court has banned the Muslim Brotherhood and is ordering its assets confiscated. Egypt's military-backed government is stepping up its crackdown on supporters of the ousted Islamist President Mohamed Morsi. The court ruling opens the door for authorities to track down the Brotherhood's elaborate network of social services, but the ruling can be appealed. UN climate experts plan to adopt a final version of their landmark report on global warming by the end of this week. Then they'll present their findings to officials from 110 governments for a final review. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change is calling the report unbiased and reliable. In 2007, a series of errors embarrassed the authors of the report. Investigators say they're not looking for any suspects in the deaths of two adults and three children whose bodies were found in a North Texas home. The sheriff in Navarro County says a man called 911 Sunday night to report that several members of his family were dead in the town of Rice. Officials say they'll provide more information this morning. KJAN News Time is 8:09.
Honey, don't forget, Jesse from the TV store is coming to install Dish today.
Oh, yeah. When's he going to be here? Between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m.?
No, he's actually supposed to be here right... The TV Store is your locally owned, authorized Dish retailer. They provide superior customer service and know how to be on time. Jesse and Al are their only installers, so you know who's going to be coming to your house, not some stranger from the city. At the TV Store, your local authorized Dish retailer, you get all the same deals that you would get by calling the 1-800 number without automated systems or hold times. And yes, they have the hopper. If you're fed up with your current television provider or want to know about the latest technologies Dish has to offer, go check out the TV Store, your local authorized Dish retailer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or give them a call at 243-3032. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
And now taking a look at your funeral announcements this morning. Clifford Theodore Berry, age 91, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Memorial services for Clifford T. Berry will be held today at 10 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Elizabeth L. Finken, age 83, of Erling, died Thursday. A mass of Christian burial for Elizabeth Finken will be held today at 11 a.m. at the St. Joseph Catholic Church in Erling. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Wilma Weber, age 92, of Greenfield, died Friday at the Greenfield Manor. Funeral services for Wilma Weber will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. Clarice Elizabeth Christensen, age 89, of Solvang, California, died September 13th. Graveside services for Clarice Christensen will be held on Tuesday at 11 a.m. in the Harlan Cemetery. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Harriet J. Ruse, age 84, of Harlan, died Friday in Harlan. Funeral services for Harriet J. Ruse will be held Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. And Kenneth E. Schuler, age 91, of Lyman, died Saturday at the Grizzled Care Center. Funeral services for Kenneth Schuler will be held Wednesday at 10 a.m. at the Noble Center Church south of Lyman. Dune Funeral Home in Grizzled has the arrangements. That's a look at your latest news and funeral announcements this 8 o'clock hour on KJN, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Chris Parks, KJN News.